Geneva-based partnership The Global Fund this week launched the Born HIV-Free campaign, meant to mobilize public support for its work to create a world in which no child is born with HIV by the year 2015. Currently, over 400,000 babies are born with HIV each year. Andrew Hurst is a spokesman for The Global Fund. He told us that the campaign also aims to let the world know that mother-to-child transmission of HIV is easily avoidable.
First of all, we want to draw attention to this problem. But what we really want to do is to inform the public that this is a problem that can be fixed. The way to address this is, first of all, a mother needs to know whether she is HIV positive or not. So increasingly what we're doing in the countries where we're funding programs, we are encouraging basically the healthcare systems to, when women are pregnant and they go in for a consultation, to be given the opportunity to take an AIDS test. That's if they're not aware of their status in the first place. If they test positive, it's explained to them that their child doesn't need to be born HIV. At the moment, as things stand, if there is no treatment, if an HIV-positive mother gives birth to a child, there's a 40% chance that the virus will be passed on. If just 1 month before delivery, she initiates treatment with antiretroviral therapy, that's a cocktail of drugs, which has been on the market for well over a decade now and has proved highly effective. If she takes that treatment and she continues to take it after delivery for a month or so, the chances of passing on the virus fall to about 2%. So there are a very simple series of measures that can be taken to address this problem.